What's up, everybody? You're listening to Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture. I'm your host, Isaac Weishaupt. Today is what we call the monthly microdose. Yes, we're recapping the month of June 2022 because it was a real doozy, okay? There's a lot going on. And much like every monthly show, this is originally intended to be a 15-minute recap with some new ideas, some perspectives, addressing some comments on social media in regards to the show. So without further ado, let's try to hit that cap. We all know I won't. Let's go. Now, personal wins, interviews. I did this massive collaboration with the guys from Bledsoe Said So, Ryan Bledsoe. Massive show. Huge number of responses. A lot of people didn't like the benevolent alien angle that Ryan came with. Surely you've heard the show, and if you have, you'll know that he's not in the camp of saying, hey, these aliens could be demonic. No, he says, no, these are angelic beings of light, and they have a positive effect on him and his family. So a lot of people wrote in to me, and a lot of people were very touched by the story, but then I also had a lot of people who wrote in and said, aliens are demons, period, point blank. And you know me, I always take the angle of, how can we possibly discern between the two? It was only the big man who could do that. So I don't know the answer. I do believe that aliens could be angelic or demonic. And, you know, Satan's the great deceiver, so who knows, right? But it sounds like Ryan and his family's experience has been fairly positive. I mean, it depends on how you look at it. Like, his brother was kind of traumatized by it. There's a lot of ups and downs they've had because of this whole thing. But I don't know, man. I wasn't there. So that was a huge topic of debate. I'm definitely hooking back up with Ryan. He's a great dude. All them guys over there, shout out to all the guys at Bledsoe Said So. I also was interviewed by the great Mark Steves at My Family Thinks I'm Crazy podcast. That should be dropping sometime soon, you know. Some of these guys, they record and they got to get them all edited out and stuff. I don't know when it's going to drop. Be on the lookout for that, though. We actually talked a lot about spirituality and stuff. And my sort of, not crossroads, that sounds bad, but my struggles with faith. Just moving over to social media, on the Twitter, I had retweeted this article someone wrote about how Disney is trying to replace religion. Now the mainstream normies are kind of talking about it. So I retweeted that, and I thought that was interesting because that was my whole angle in the Star Wars conspiracy book. Jediism is this impersonable global consciousness perennial philosophy god that the occultists all seem to participate in. I also supported a Kickstarter for a comic series through Thomas from Paranoid American. He was a guest on this show, and another podcaster, The Chosen One. They're working on a conspiracy comic, and I'm tweeting out the links for that stuff as they come because they want to continue doing different episodes, comic books. So check that out. If you're subscribed to me, you'll see me retweet it and such. Or Instagram it, whatever. You know what I'm saying. I made a tweet about The Boys, the show on Amazon. I'm watching season 3 and episode 5. They did this dance number, totally jumping the shark. That's, to me, the first sign that a series is going down. It's a wrap. You know, and I enjoy The Boys. I know there's like some real satanic angles there. If you checked out Good Faith Ministries' show on Marvel and DC and the Antichrist superhero agenda, they actually talk about The Boys quite a bit, and the creator of it, in no uncertain terms, is against the Christian church. And as I talked about with my man Mark Steves, I get it, right? Organized religion is kind of not the greatest thing ever sometimes. And on that note, we did a show where I talked about Roe versus Wade and stated my personal opinion on it, which I stand by, even though I know statistically half of you disagree, and that's okay. I get it. I know why people are pro-lifers. I get it. I just disagree with fundamentally allowing a religious viewpoint or a government figure to get in between a person and their health. So that's where I stand. I actually retweeted an Obama tweet, which I thought, do I want to do that? You know, I already knew it was a bad idea. Truthers don't love the Obama. They don't love anybody. They don't love any politicians, and rightfully so, right? But Obama said something that I thought was actually very appropriate, because his art, paraphrasing, he was saying, it's like, this is bad news. This opens up the door to a whole lot of privacy invasion. And that's what my angle was when I made that statement on my TMZ June 2022 show. I said, look, this opens up the door to all the things that you're worried about. Mandatory vaccines. Let's go. Right? That's what they think. Not what I think. That's what they think. That's what they want to gonna do with it. I don't think they're going to stop at attacking the essential freedoms of other Americans. They just successfully got away with it. Now, let's see. We're going to move right on. Oh, on Instagram, I posted, Paranoid American also worked a collaboration with a, I don't have his number. I have his handle here. I'm the worst. Where's my papers? Oh, gosh. But the there was a coloring book, and I check it out on my Instagram. I colored out a nice little thing because your boy's on there. You got to check it out. I posted a CrossFit meme that was really great. I posted a picture of a book called Cult and the Occult. That is a book from the Making of Eyes Wide Shut. We found out that Stanley Kubrick had underlined some passages from that book, so I bought a copy of it. From England, it's $80, but it was worth it. And I'm going to work on a show for that. Stay tuned for more on that. I'm still formulating that. I posted a picture of me wearing the Bledsoe Setso hat, too. You can get your Bledsoe Setso hats. He's got them in stock. I also posted, I was reading The Stand, listening the audiobook to The Stand. And Chapter 6, he talks about a guy named Lester Crowley. Obviously, Aleister Crowley. And this month's been crazy, personally. Air conditioner went out. There goes $7,000. Dog got bit. There goes 7 hours of sitting at the ER. Only $300, though. And thank goodness she made it through. I posted a Phil Goodrich, my man, my surfing man. He was in a barrel with the conspiracy theory shirt. That's the coolest photo ever of the conspiracy theory shirt. I'm very... honored that he would do that. That's awesome. I actually have a post on my Instagram. I asked what your biggest frustration was with the podcast. You can still comment. I'm going through all of them behind the scenes to see what I can do to make things better, answer questions, maybe formulate a course in due time. I don't know if that's going to happen. Don't hold me to it. That's what I'd like to do someday. Been pretty uninspired by music lately. But I have been listening to old Jane's Addiction album. Those are really good. And I've been knocking down some movies. If you follow me on Letterboxd, you've seen what I've been working with. I've watched, let's go back to the beginning of the month, The Blackwell Ghost, which is this movie supposedly about a real ghost thing in a house. Total bullshit. No way it's real. Waste of money. The Northman, I loved it. I thought it was great. George Carlin documentary. Loved it. Thought it was great. Everything Everywhere All at Once. Of course, I love that. You know that already. The Stand from 2020. They redid The Stand. And it's way better than the 90s version. I don't know. The reviews are really crappy on it. And I don't know why. I thought it was great. It was great because they made it feel really like in the 90s version when you're in Las Vegas with Randall Flagg and the you know, satanic group. Like, it doesn't even seem like it's really that cool, you know? Like, they're not that evil. But in this one, they kind of nailed it, I thought. Then I went on a Tom Cruise binge. All the Right Moves. Good. Good, not great. The Color of Money. It was okay. Very disappointed in that. And Risky Business. I thought that was great. And now you're going to think it's weird, but I hadn't seen those movies before. All right? I know. For a guy who says Tom Cruise is the second greatest actor of all time, I thought it odd myself that I haven't seen some of his classic 80s work, but I was too young when those came out. Let's see what else. I watched The Deep End on Hulu about Teal Swan, a quasi-cult leader in Utah, of all places. Pretty good. Pretty interesting. And then I started watching the Superman 1, 2, and 3 from the late 70s. The first Superman is actually terrible. It was one of the worst movies I've ever seen. I thought, what the heck? Why did I love this movie as a kid? Then I watched the second one. The second one was really good because you had General Zod and company. And that actually made for a really good movie. But then the third one is trash again because I feel like the quality of a superhero movie particularly depends on the caliber of villain. And the villain in the third Superman, it's a forgettable trio of people. It includes Richard Pryor as a computer programmer, and you know, it just misses the mark. And some movies I'm going to be finishing this month. I'm very excited. I'm going to go see Top Gun 2. It's going to be a great time. Now let's talk about the shows we did. First, the bonus show for the month of June was the Cellar Film Analysis. We discussed the symbolism of the film, which include Leviathan, Baphomet, Solve et Coagula, alchemy, pentagrams. We went pretty deep on those subjects, Church of Satan, all that. And in fact, shout out to ThorX72 dropped a screenshot from the film. There's a record that I didn't catch it. I watched it twice, and it says "For Jack" on the record. Jack Parsons, probably, right? So good catch, Thor. Now for the regular feed shows, we did Doctor Strange 2, right? Where we went deep into the Scarlet Woman, the Horde of Babylon, the Illuminati. The actual Illuminati, the number of the beast, with the different, you know, Earth 838 and Earth 616. That was the number of the beast, 616. And it's funny because a friend told me that, I thought this friend told me it was R-rated. I said, no, it wasn't. And I looked it up, and it was PG-13. But then I thought, you know what, maybe that should have been R-rated. It's actually pretty dark. And then I found an article where people were actually complaining to Disney, like, hey, this should be R-rated. So I thought that was interesting. And then, ironically, Michael Heiser, he tweeted that there's an alternate spelling of Nero as 616, not 666. 666, yeah. Which I found very curious timing, right? Maybe he listens to the show. I don't know. Or maybe it's just dumb coincidence. We also did, of course, we did the Bledsoe collaborations where Ryan shared his story of the hypnotic regression of his father, the abduction onto the craft, Discovery Channel screwing them over. We talked about MUFON a little bit, Eschaton, and, you know, Age of Aquarius, Tom DeLonge, and we talked about Tyler Durden from the book American Cosmic, which I, you know, again, huge feedback on this show. Everybody loved this. So we're definitely linking back up. Everything Everywhere All at Once, we talked about that film. To recap, it was a juxtaposition, a examination of the opposing forces of gratitude versus nihilism, life versus suicide, hate versus love, joy versus fighting. And we talked about MKUltra, the multiverse theory, which, you know, science and CERN and the architects of our modern world are throwing their support behind. Transfer of consciousness, order out of chaos, and so much stuff, right? Beyonce, we did a show about Beyonce's Break My Soul. There's some very mean comments you guys were leaving on Instagram talking about how she should be, you know, unalived. Like, bro, no. You didn't listen to the Everything Everywhere All at Once show, did you? Like, no, that's not what we're doing here. But we we talked about the symbol, about how, and we talked about all kinds of stuff. Saturn, she's wearing Saturn stuff. And I talked about how this plays into the Great Reset with the housing crisis, making people okay with not having a house on some level. Alchemy, because she's glorifying, and rightfully so, right? This idea of like, look, don't embrace material things. Just quit your job. quit working for the man. Well, like, easy for these rich people to say. I don't see them giving up their big houses and many cars. And then she recently released the album cover to her Renaissance album that's dropping July 29th. And it's, of course, her on a white horse of electricity, sort of. The pale horse, right? The apocalypse, the revelation. Which is a theme we've been talking about a lot. Kind of scary, right? But that was all the shows on the conspiracy theories and on popular culture feed. Oh, and then also on Rockfin, we did Truth or Drama. That was probably the last one. I'm done. I don't want to talk about my truth or drama anymore. I'll talk about some other people, but not me. And then Inside the Mind of a Conspiracy Theorist, we also started Mastery of Love book club, sort of. Me going through the book, right? Sharing some ideas from it. We're going to continue that probably, you know, here soon. Obviously, in the month of July, maybe we'll do a few shows and knock it out and be done with it. Then over on Breaking Social Norms, me and my wife Josie, we had to start a new Instagram page because, wouldn't you know it, she got banned off of Instagram before your boy. So you got to follow the new one. It's at the Wise Hops 2 because the old one's torched. We did a really cool sequence of shows on Sexy Time 1 and 2. If you're married especially, maybe you should take a listen. We did a show on Father's Day, a very uncomfortable show. If you want to hear me blubbering and crying about my dead dad, that's the show for you. And then we also did Iron Man as the Antichrist and the occult agenda of Disney. Yes, it's all there. Breaking Social Norms is more of a show where I break it down more complex topics for my wife, who's a total normie, total sheeple. She's never going to wake up. I'm trying to wake her up. She won't wake up. But maybe she's happier. You know what? Ignorance is bliss sometimes. I don't know why I'm doing this to this poor woman. Now, some future shows we got planned in July. We're going to do a Johnny Depp show. I just got to, like, do it. I just keep getting sidetracked. I'm doing a big show on the artificial intelligence of Google, the Lambda. That one's mind-blowing. The more I dig into this, the more I'm, like, shocked. I'm going to try to keep working on this Gravity Falls show. I still got to watch, like, 1,000 episodes yet. I knocked a bunch of them out already. And then I'm going to interview my man, Nick Hinton, if he's not too Hollywood for me yet. I'm just finishing up his books. And that's going to be a special show. He just got on Duncan Trussell for the second time. And that's when I was like, oh, great. This guy's too big for me now. He won't do much. No, but he said he would. So we're going to link back up and make it happen. Finally, special shout outs to all my supporters out there. If you're on the free feed, I appreciate you. If you're on the supporter feed, I appreciate you even more. Okay. I got on Fountain on the, because I'm on Podcast 2.0, which is a new fandangled way of using Bitcoin to stream shows. If you're not into that, don't worry about it. It's not a thing yet. But if you're really into all that tech and Bitcoin and stuff, check it out. I use Fountain. It's the app I use. And I got a Fountain boost from Addison33. He says, aliens are demons, in response to the Bledsoe show. And then iAngelo2020 liked the Everything Everywhere All at Once film analysis. Then on the Rockfin, Scipio Africanus come through with 2 hundos. What the heck? Shout out, Scipio. You're all right. Thank you very much for the big tips. And then a lot of people left tips, so thank you. Then, of course, on my supporter feeds, I got my Tier 4 folks holding it down on Patreon. You know, John P., Josh, Barry. And then Patreon and VIP, I got a Tier 3s. I got Kara, Jay, Damian, Griff, Live Like King, Sonny, Jill, Ryan, and Jennifer. And super duper supporter, don't think I forgot you, Cheryl, holding down Patreon and VIP. Biggest supporter. I actually follow her on Instagram because she's that big of a supporter, and I appreciate her. I think she's got every book and shirt by now, so I got to figure out what else to give this lady. Maybe I just need to write another book. I don't know. We'll see. But if you want to sign up for the supporter feeds, that's the greatest. You get the ad-free feed, you get the bonus shows, and you get all kinds of perks. It depends on which one you want to look at. If you go to IlluminatiWatcher.com, hit the VIP tab. It compares all 3 platforms in which you can sign up. Depends on what you want as to which one you should sign up for. And recently I got a stupid high number of signups. So I've seen you guys coming through. Thank you. I'm very overwhelmed with your support. That's awesome. because I did a CERN bonus episode for the July 5th event, which it seems like we lived through. Maybe. You got to look for some weird Mandela effect stuff happening, though, right? Because they fired up the Large Hadron Collider, and there's a lot of scary stuff involved with that. And I did a bonus show, and that a lot of people, I guess, were dying to hear about it. So a lot of people signed up because of that. So thank you very much. That's it for your month of microdose. Got it done in 20, close to 15. We're getting there. All right, I got to go because I got some research to do because I got lots of shows to pump out for July. Thank you for listening. Till next time, stay woke.